in school, one of my very least favorite subjects was history. Because back then, I just could not see the importance and the significance of studying about and learning about things that happened thousands or even hundreds of years ago. And I often would complain about history lessons and say things like, what significance does that have to me? As I grew older, I have learned the significance of history, and at this point in my life and for a long time now, I can't get enough of history. I read and study history as much as I can because I want to learn as much about things that have happened in the past that might help me in my life now. Unfortunately, we live in a time in our society where history in our schools is being downplayed and diminished. It's not being taught as much as it was at one time. And so consequently, our young people are growing up not really knowing about a lot of significant things that have happened throughout history. This morning, literally the Christian world is focused on the most significant event in all of history. It is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Nothing throughout all of history has the significance and the importance of those events. I don't care what name you put on it. I don't care who it is. I don't care what general or what president or what prime minister or what whoever. No one has impacted the history of mankind like Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no event in history has the significance of his death, burial, and resurrection. And that significance is lasting even beyond today. So it's not even just an event that happened a couple thousand years ago that we read about and go, oh wow, that's cool. It is an event that we can read about and not only read about, but remember. And that's what this is all about. An event that we can remember and to be reminded of its significance to us in our lives today and to those who will come after us. In one of the passages that we read, the Apostle Paul talked about those things that are, he says, of first importance. Okay, I received, for what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance. Again, there are a lot of significant events that have happened throughout history. But Paul says this one is of first importance. And what is of first importance? That Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. Paul says that is of first importance. In other words, I guess a way we could look at it is to say, if there was anything throughout history that you may have studied and learned, this is the one you don't want to ever forget. Okay? You can forget about the dates and all those other events that your history teachers put on tests for you to try to remember, and you're sitting there going, why do I need to remember this? This is the one event that you never want to forget. And understand that that's why Jesus, when he put this celebration, and that's what it is, together, he told us to never forget. You see, there are a lot of events throughout history that are significant, But if you forget them, they really won't impact your life very much at all. You just forgot those things. But if you forget this event, then it affects your eternal destiny. It is that important. Here's what the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 concerning this historical event. Beginning in verse 23, he says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" And verse 26, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." You see, the significance of this is not just a historical event that happened 2,000 years ago, not even in the fact that it still affects our lives, but the significance of it is that we're still waiting for Jesus to come back. Amen? And so Jesus, in his wisdom, said, "Look, this is so important and it's so significant to your life, I don't ever want you to forget this, because I'm coming back." And so he gave us this memorial feast to celebrate, but also to remember. And notice that he says that we celebrate that whenever we celebrate it. We proclaim his death. And we continue to do that until he comes back. So you see, this is a piece of history that didn't just happen 2,000 years ago, but it is ongoing, okay, on the first day of every week, that we participate and we remember this, continuing to look forward to the day he comes again. And that's why we're gathered here this morning, to remember what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary, and also the victory that he gave to us at the grave, rising from the dead. Will you pray with me? Our God and Father, we come to you this morning and we praise you and honor you as a God who loved us so much that you did not abandon us to sin, but rather you sent your one and only Son here to live like us, to show us how to live, and to ultimately offer himself as a sacrifice for our sins so that we might live eternally with you. And Father, we thank you for the life that he lived, for the challenge that he gave to us to follow him. And Father, as we partake of this celebration, as we partake of this bread this morning, Father, help us to focus on the life of Jesus first of all. Help us to focus on following him and being more like him. For Father, he came here, as you know, not just to tell us, but to show us how you want us to live. Help us to be more like Jesus. And we pray this in his name. Amen. Amen. Guys. Let's pray. Our God and Father in heaven, again, we come to you in the midst of this memorial feast that we are sharing today in memory of your Son, reminding us of the sacrifice that he gave for us, his blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. For Father, we know that it is in that blood that we have redemption from our sins. Father, thank you. Thank you for loving us enough to allow your Son not just to come here, but to die in our place. And Father, thank you for the resurrection, because we know that in that resurrection is the victory over death. And so Father, we praise you and we honor you and we thank you for giving us this memorial service, lest we ever forget what you have done for us. And Father, that we might celebrate it always, proclaiming the death of Jesus until he comes back again. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.